If I could go back and change the hands of time, would I make it so we never meet? Keeping all our moments locked away, as if there was never a you and me. See, it was green up again. Instead of falling, and it would never end. Hey everyone, welcome to the Upload Past Crossroads YouTube channel, the Upload Past Crossroads podcast, the Crossroads podcast. It's your boy, Dr. J.
And the dog, Jonathan Jenkins. Here.
You dig. All right, so guys, I'm going to post a picture. You're looking at a picture that I saw that was real impactful, and I really like, and it sparked just something inside me, but it did the opposite for John John, apparently. I don't know why it did the opposite, but we'll talk about this image, what it means to me, what it means to him. I'm going to do a separate video talking about it as well, just purpose and passion and just your identity. That's what I'm going to be talking about, so let's get into it. So, all right, so this image that I showed you, what'd you think of? What? Oh, I thought Ashley was like asking for a beer with Dad and Mom. Okay.
I don't know.
Anyways, all right, so what do you think about this image?
I disagree with it just because I like the premise of it, but I know for me, my purpose does not lie with other people's needs meeting with my passion. That is not how I operate.
You want to explain that. Why?
Because other people's... It depends on the people, one. And then two, I'm not worried about other people's needs. I'm not worried about it. I'm worried about me, myself, and bettering myself. I can't help anybody if I'm not better. Mm-hmm. And even if it was like that, what's in the middle?
Purpose.
My purpose doesn't come from that.
Don't come from what?
Others' needs, meeting with my passion.
You don't agree either?
No.
What? Okay, why?
Because that's not where my purpose is.
Because your passion, well, first off, whatever your purpose is going to drive your passion for whatever you're going to do.
Okay.
I don't need other people's needs to help mesh together and create a middle ground for my purpose.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that'd be great. I'm going to help people, but at the same time, I come first.
Okay. What are you going to say?
That's selfish, but...
Justin, my purpose does not come from that. My other needs have nothing to do with what my purpose is.
Right.
That just doesn't apply. It's not in the factor... Where my purpose comes from.
Okay. All right. Before y'all sure?
This is an example. This is an example. Say that people need some water.
Mm-hmm.
That's a need for them, right? Obviously, I'm gonna go get them some water. That's not a purpose. That is something that I'm doing out of the kindness of my heart. It's like, you're thirsty.
All right.
Go get some water. Here's some water.
But that's not your purpose.
It's not my purpose, exactly.
But if it was, what if you had to drive and you couldn't help but just give people water out on the street because you know they're thirsty, it's hot outside because you went through it, you experienced being poor. You know what it's like being on the streets and not having food and drink.
Right.
So when you see somebody on the street, it does something to you. It sparks something inside of you. So you can't help but... go get some daggone water to help them out because you can do it. You know they can't.
That's not necessarily
so
my purpose, though.
That's passion, meeting other people's needs. That's your purpose.
If that's what
you got a passion for, because your purpose is never going to be outside of your passion.
Right.
So like I'm like before I even talk about it, like
well your purpose. Your passion is driven by your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, if you don't know what your purpose is, how can you be passionate about doing something?
Okay, that's what I was going to say. So, like, Like, I'm not even trying to comfort y'all, but like.
You have passions for things and right. not know what your purpose is.
Okay, so that's what I was going to say.
That How is mutually you... exclusive. Like, it can be mutually exclusive.
What do you mean by that?
Or mutually inclusive.
Break that down. Both of y'all too.
The chart gives it itself. Right now, this is mutually inclusive.
What does that mean?
Meaning, all of these tie together to create your purpose. Meaning, it can function like this, but not everybody operates in this manner. Meaning, this can stand alone. A can stand alone. B can stand alone. Now, with A, you're in your A bubble, you're in your passion, now you got your purpose is driving your passion for what you want to do.
Hold up.
Your passion, your purpose is driving your passion, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't have to be passionate about helping others in order to help them.
Uh-huh.
It's not like I'm going to be so emotional, I'm like, oh my God, they're dying of thirst. Like, no. Like, you thirsty, bro?
All right, so you said if A and B are separate, you can still get your purpose. Just take, look at the picture, bro. Look at the picture. I believe in this picture. I love this picture. I'm about to post it on my Instagram page. It's about to be the best post ever. Like, some of my posts, this is one of the best posts I've ever seen, if not the best. So, like, you said separate A and B. It's not green no more. You got no purpose if you separate A and B. Keep them separate and it's exclusive, like you said. So, you just going to have yellow, you're just going to have blue. Yellow can't make green without blue, and blue can't make green without yellow. So, like, you need both of them. And so, like, I will only break it down because, like, when you know what your purpose is, this is why this hits home for me so much. When you know what your purpose is, you'll agree with this because God would never call you to do something that doesn't benefit others. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
He will never call you to do something that doesn't meet other people's needs.
Mm-hmm.
He is not selfish.
Right.
He's going to, like, and that's goes back to spiritual gifts in 1 Corinthians 7. It talks about all the different gifts, spiritual gifts, you know, giving gifts, cooking, preaching, evangelizing. What else? I mean, you got all these different gifts. And all these gifts are serving somebody else. It's not serving yourself. God would never give you a purpose that's just for your benefit, yourself, just for you completely.
Right.
It ain't just for you. It's for everybody. So, like, that's the problem with today's world. Like, you know, no, just anybody. You look at even, I can't say, you can't use celebrities because that's what their problem is. That's why some of them commit suicide. They got something feeding them and just them. And so it's just for them. It's not for anybody else. So, like, that's not purpose. So, like I'm going to break it down now, unless you want to go. But your passion, man. So, like, you use giving water. That was a bad example. Like,
how?
Because, like, you got to do something
better. People need water.
We can use Joker as an example of what his purpose is. What's his passion? Meeting other people's needs. Like...
But that's like helping somebody you didn't intentionally mean to have an impact on.
Okay, so like, that's what I'm trying to say.
That's not
so,
having passion for helping somebody. That's just you help.
Just your happen. Passion is going to end up benefiting others even when you don't try to benefit others. Like, not your passion. Yeah, your passion is your purpose. So your purpose is going to influence others. It's going to motivate others. It's going to meet other people's needs because... of your, it's your purpose, and it's your passion. Like, now that's all, I can just use preaching as an example. Like, me, I want to be a pastor, right? I want to do, that's what my purpose is. God called me to teach the word. God called me, and this is why I can use this example. God called me to teach others his word, to motivate others to get closer to him, to bring people closer to him, to bring the world back to, you know, him, and bring souls back to him, right? So that's my passion. I love the Bible, man. I love scripture. I love the Lord, man. I love just diving in scripture and everything like that. That's my passion, bro. You can feel it. So just because you can feel my passion, other people, man, their passion is contagious, man. It influences others to come to you. It influences others to be inspired to be like you, to get what you got. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I got Jesus, man. So they want Jesus, too, because they see the happiness that's inside of me. They see the passion. They're like, dang, that fire, bro. I want that fire, too. So, you know, that's my purpose. It meets other people's needs. So, like, when you know what your purpose is, then you can agree with this picture. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what is your purpose? What's your purpose? Like, then you'll see, like, what you know, how your passion will benefit others. You know, like we can use Michael Jordan, bro. Love basketball. Like, we don't know Michael Jordan, but you could tell he loved the game. Because why? And Kobe, too. Because what they gave to the game, they made that kind of sacrifice, that kind of dedication. And they bled. Man, Kobe played with that pinky injury for years, man, you know? And it was, he played in the NBA Finals with a pinky injury and won the Finals. Like, and lost the Finals the year before, or 2 years before. So, like, man, he didn't let that stop his passion, though. Him playing, from playing the game, being the best he could possibly be. And that was his purpose. And it led to, you know, influence others like me in life. You know, it was bigger than basketball. It taught me what I know now, like the Mamba mentality. Just keep on persevering and going through. Like, we can use anybody as an example, man. Like, who else can you think about that got a purpose? Like, Maya, you can join into it if you want. But, like, who you think, like, who do you look at with, based on this picture, who do you think about?
Eric Thomas.
All right, so you're going to break it down. Like,
why?
Because, like, do you see my point? Like,
this, I see your picture. Point. But my main thing is it can be mutually exclusive and mutually inclusive. Meaning, it creates this green in the middle, right? Mm-hmm. But purpose, my view is that your purpose is what's going to drive your passion. So if you don't know your purpose, how do you know what you're passionate about?
That's what I'm saying. So I'm saying... That's what I was saying. If you separate
and then your
the
passion
A,
can't drive your purpose if you don't know what your purpose is.
That's what I'm saying. If you separate the A and you separate but, the B, you won't know what your purpose is. You'll have no green.
But just, that doesn't mean them two together doesn't mean you don't have you have purpose. Them to get them separate, you can have purpose separate.
No, I don't agree with that. Wait, you gotta use somebody as a example, man. Who can you think about that? Who you think about that knows what their purpose is that don't benefit others?
Nobody in particular.
I mean, because that doesn't happen. Like
it doesn't happen. Just doesn't mean it can't be done.
I don't think it's possible. Like, I mean, I'm looking at it from a Christian's perspective, man. God would never call. Will God do that though?
He would not.
Okay, so God and God controls everything, right?
I agree with the principle of it though.
So now you agree with it?
No, I said the principle of it.
What's the principle? What do you mean?
Finding purpose. That's all that is. That's the principle of it.
Yeah, of course. Of course. And that's what I'm trying to say. You can't find your purpose if you don't know what your passion is. You can't even... You'll never meet other people's needs if you don't know what your... Well, I can't say
Well, that. You that's can know your true. Passion and then you find your purpose through your passion.
You find... That's what... Thank you. You'll find your purpose when you figure out what you're passionate about. Then when you figure out what you're passionate about... You'll see it start influence others. You'll start meeting other people's needs. This, then you figure out your purpose.
This is why I disagree with it. Okay. Because others' needs, like...
Yeah, you're looking at it different.
I'm looking at it different from the point of... I know for me, that's not my initial goal. Obviously, we're going to help people in life. Mm-hmm. But I can function without this to get over here.
You
because
can.
You got to get A right first.
Okay,
in order to have B.
I agree.
If you don't have A right, you can't have B. Mm-hmm. And even if you have A right, you don't necessarily need B, but B is an added bonus.
Mm-hmm. I get what you're saying, but like...
And I get the premise
B,
of it, though.
To me... What are you trying to say?
I'm saying back to being mutually inclusive. They make each other.
Thank you, okay.
But... One can be made without the other.
All right, so this goes back to the quote I was, you know, the quotes I was showing you that I have in line that I'm going to do videos on. The world needs what you got, right? That's the quote. The world needs what you got. So because the world needs what you got, man, whatever you're passionate about, the world needs it. Because we don't like teachers that aren't passionate about the subject that they're teaching. Why? Because they suck. They're the worst teachers ever. Name one teacher... that you had, that was a great teacher that wasn't passionate about what they taught. The worst teachers you had no passion. They hated what they did. They didn't care about, and because they hate what they did, they can't meet other people's needs. Because they don't care about other people's needs. Because that's not what they want to do. That's not even their purpose. This ain't even what they're passionate about, you know? So this is why I agree with this whole thing. Like, you take anybody, a preacher, a person who says they want to be a preacher, and then we experienced some bad preachers before. Like, they're not passionate about preaching. They're doing it just for, I don't know why they're doing
spite.
It.
just out of
sport. Okay, yeah. And so because they're doing it for, you know, all these
monetary reasons,
stupid reasons, yes, you know, and they're not in line with the purpose. Because they're not in line with the purpose, they're not meeting other people's needs. They can't, you know. So, like, this is the most important part, man, the other people's needs. Your life is bigger than yourself. The world needs what you got, man. God brought you here for a purpose and a reason. So because he brought you here for that reason, you need to know your life is bigger than your life than you.
Right.
So because it's bigger than you, you have to figure out what your purpose is. So it don't even matter what you want. It matter what God wants. God made us a certain way. And every single person got certain things that they like and certain things that they don't like. And God made them like that for a reason. Like, it's bigger than you. God did it, not you. Like, you know, you don't have opinions and stuff like that. God formed you and molded you. So whatever you're passionate about, that's your purpose. And your purpose is going to benefit others. Like, so we can think about anybody that, like, is inspirational to us, man. Like, there's so many people. I can't think of them right now. But I can just think about myself, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because this is how I figured out my purpose. I figured out, I kept on asking God what my purpose was. And every single day, I was studying, so since 2010, man, I just kept on studying the Bible every single day for 6 to 8 hours a day. I had a passion for Scripture. And because I had a passion for Scripture, I came to realize that I kept on texting people. I texted you every day. Motivational messages, quotes, Bible verses, every day, did I not?
You right.
One verse.
I lost them all.
But, like, still, I messaged everybody on my phone. I had, like, now I got, like, I probably got 1,200 people on my phone. But back then I had, like, 960. In high school, I texted everybody. I had a passion for the Scripture and for quotes and just truth, man. So, like, because I had a passion for it, I was meeting other people's needs. People said, man, Sean, man, this is benefiting me. And that was just that. I couldn't help but talk about the Bible, man. I couldn't help but, you know, everybody knew I was a Christian. I didn't have to say it. People call me pastor. I'm not even a pastor officially, you know? But that's my purpose. That's when I figured out what my purpose was. So, like, that's why I agree with this, man. Like, your life is bigger than you, man. And for people who live in them for themselves, that's not your purpose. We can use a celebrity as an example, man. I don't know. We don't know none of them personally. But I can think about a lot of actors and actresses and just people that are famous who they think they know what their purpose is. They just got the green. But you ain't benefiting others. And if you are, you're leading them the wrong way. Like, you know? Like, so that's what I think about it. Tell me if I'm wrong. I know I'm not.
You're not wrong.
Like, that's the truth. Like, so you still don't agree with this?
Plain devil's advocate.
Whatever. Do you not agree with this? Or are you still fuzzy? Like,
it's not that I don't agree with it. It's the fact of, one can stand alone without the other. Saying it's impossible, that's just...
Yeah, that's what that picture saying, that you have to have both to have purpose. You don't necessarily need to have both. They can stand alone, you still have purpose. Both.
I think you need both of them. Because let's take one out. Let's take other people's needs out. And let's just do your passion and your purpose. That's cute. Your passion.
You're doing what makes you happy.
You do... Okay, but let's put
That's the main thing. Let's put Joker. What do people shoot for?
Okay, let's put, because Joker's a great example for this, bro. Joker and villains are a great example. People who hurt other people. Hitler, like, they're passionate. They don't care about other people's needs. Because you said forget about other people's needs. Let's forget about B. So right. If you forget about other people's needs, right, you just care about yourself. You're living for yourself. So you don't care about who you hurt, what you do to other people, because what makes you happy. That's your passion. So that means... Let's just talk about that for ourselves. Like, if we just full-fledged did what we're passionate about. Man, I'm passionate about sex. I'm passionate about women. So I'm just going to have sex with any and everything in life. I don't care about what their needs are.
Those things are all morality, though.
But, okay, but you said, okay, but there's no morality without other people's needs, because you're supposed to love your neighbor as you love yourself. That's morality. So you got to take away morality.
I don't see that as a need, though, because I know I'm not going to do that to nobody. That's not their need.
But that's your morality.
That's my morality. I have that.
So other people's
needs. That's my discernment of knowing not to do that.
But, okay. So, like,
so if they choose to prioritize sex, drugs, whatever, that's their fault.
So you care about other people then. So you can't
exclude. That doesn't mean I care about them.
You do.
No, that doesn't mean that doesn't mean I care about them at all.
Okay.
That just means I'm not going to do them wrong.
You're saying... But you're saying...
That doesn't mean I care about you at all. That does not mean I care about you.
I think it does. I think you do care, John.
I care about you.
You care about them. You're not gonna screw people.
I don't care about, but I wouldn't do crazy things. Right. Just go shoot a random person.
Okay.
I don't know them or they do something I don't.
Do you care about Trump?
You care about him.
No. It sounds like you care. I wouldn't kill him. I don't care about Trump.
You ain't gonna kill him, but do you care about Trump?
I care about what I don't know. That's not my purpose. That's not my purpose. He has nothing to do with my purpose. So it's not, he's not a part of my needs or other people's needs or my passion. So he's irrelevant for this. So that's a good person to bring in. I don't know him. If I knew him, maybe, I don't know.
That's my point. Like, how am I going to have purpose? I don't know you.
Okay, but the people you do know.
That's perfect then.
And the people who are supporting your, we ain't got to this level yet, but the people who do support your podcast and care about what you have to say and stuff like that. See, that's the thing, man. John, see, your passion, bro. What's your passion? I think it's podcasts and everything.
Conversation with people.
Okay, I think that's your purpose. Like, I don't know. I'm not you. That's your responsibility. So
I agree with this in a sense.
And you telling me that's not going to benefit others, people's needs?
I mean, if you don't care about it, I don't care.
But the people who do care about, see,
that's great,
and that's another thing. This is why this is so important, man. Like, cause other people's needs, bro. Like, these people who care about your podcast, my YouTube channel, our podcast, like, we're meeting their needs. Like,
that's a bonus.
Our number one supporter. Okay, so our number one supporters, like, your vibe will attract your tribe. Our vibe is our passion. What we're passionate about. This is our purpose. And we're going to meet other people's needs. Like, so their needs will never be met if we don't figure out what our purpose is. If we don't hone in our passion and stir it up and utilize it the right way. You know what I'm saying? Because they're dependent on us, man. The world needs what you got. That's the quote, right? The world needs what you got.
But my thing is, I don't prioritize others' needs over mine because I have to master myself first in order to give.
That's fine. But
that's my thing about this. I can't bring it in together and prioritize the other to better the other. Mm-hmm. I can't do that. How does that work? I give before I actually have money to give. Mm-hmm. What am I giving? Pennies and dimes?
Right. But that's another scripture verse, like the Sunday school lesson. Man, this is perfect. The Sunday school lesson, bro, for Sunday is about the widow that was in Zarephath. And this was the one that God told Elijah to go to. It was a drought in all the land for 3 years. And God, Elijah called the drought because God told him a drought was coming, and Elijah told the people in Israel and everybody, you know, and nobody believed him, and a drought came. And so Elijah's in a brook eating, I mean, he's being fed by the ravens, by God. He's by himself. God told him to go to a brook, and he'll be fed there and have water there. So Elijah had to go away because, you know, people were out to kill him, you know, Jezebel and King Ahab. The queen and king, because they worshiped Baal. They hated Elijah and Elijah's God. And they worshiped idols, and Elijah was always trying to shut it down and proving to them that God is real. So he was a thorn to their side. So God said, just go to a brook, or Elijah just went to a brook because he wanted to be, he heard that Queen Jezebel was going to kill him. So God made sure that Elijah was fed and had drink. I need to do more research on it, but that's the story. And so God told Elijah to go to Zarephath to meet a widow there. This is where Queen Jezebel's from. Go to her town, her hometown. So this is a pagan land. They don't worship God there. They worship idols. They worship Baal. Elijah went there to meet a widow. And he didn't know what widow it would be. He just knew it would be a widow. So the first woman he saw, he tested her. He said, I need some water. She gave him some water, you know. And remember, it's a drought. So how did she get water? Like, you know, she probably was bickering and mad about getting water. I don't know. But she's a nice person, apparently. So then he said, okay. He said, I want some food and some drink. Can you help me? And she said, me and my son are preparing for our last meal right now. So I don't have nothing to help you. But when you have a need, you meet other people with that need because that's your passion. So even though you have a little, God's going to multiply it when you bless other people. Your life's bigger than yourself. That's why God said tithe 10% of what you earn. The more money you got, the more 10% is. But the you know, depending on how much money you got, if you don't have that much, 10%. Right. It's a little, but right. Not to them, you know what I'm saying? So, and so that's how she did, man. So because she didn't even worship the Lord God of Israel, of, you know, Yahweh, whatever. She worshiped probably, I don't know, she probably didn't worship a God at all, but probably worshiped Baal. But she fed Elijah with the little that she had. And God made sure that she always had enough each and every single day to keep on feeding him and her son. Even though she was preparing for death, she had a lot, you know, she was down to her last meal. Her son and her were preparing for death. And she would have died if she was just would have focused on her and her son and what they had. But instead, she tried to take care of somebody else. And when you take care of God's children, God's going to take care of you. God's going to do more for you. So that's the story, bro. This is in the Bible. So, like, like, he's talking about, you know, you got to take care of yourself and everything. Based on that story, is that true? Take care of yourself. Like, no, your life's bigger than you. Yes, you
know. No, not take care of yourself. You master yourself.
I know. In order to help others. And I understand that. So, but, like, sometimes you master yourself by serving others. Because that's your
inadvertently.
Passion. Yeah. And so that's what I'm saying. Like,
my main thing is, I'm just saying, the main disagreement is, you... Other people's needs aren't the priority. It's not the driving force of what you do.
I think that depends on the person.
It depends, exactly.
And because for me, it is.
Now, if I
end up, legacy.
Now, listen, okay. If I end up helping you because of what I am mastered in myself and I've walked my walk and I'm doing what I'm doing, okay. I'm happy.
Okay, okay. But okay, I get what you're saying.
If I'm just doing what I'm doing,
mm-hmm.
and then... You feel some type of way because I'm not meeting your need. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
That's your opinion. And then now you're judging me because I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do because I'm not meeting your need that you're trying to get me to meet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you're looking at... I understand what you're saying now. You're looking at it from a different angle.
Right.
But we just talked
about...
Devil's advocate. But we... I get what... So you just brought up a different angle. Like, yeah. That's all. But, like, we just focus in on purpose. On your purpose, like your purpose on earth. What God called you to do that nobody else can do.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody else Jonathan Alexander Jenkins. So like whatever it is that Jonathan Alexander Jenkins can do, it should benefit others so much that you meet their needs. If you're not doing what Jonathan Alexander Jenkins can possibly be doing and what only you can do, other people's needs not gonna be met. So that's the problem with the world. Because how many people are actually living in their purpose and actually fulfilling their purpose? How many people care about meeting other people's needs? And that's the problem. They don't care about themselves. They're only passionate about feeding themselves. And they only care about themselves. And because of that, how are you going to be in your purpose? See, you know, just excluding both of them. You can't exclude both of them. You know, other people's needs and your passion. You should be living, your life's bigger than you. So you should be living for... Not just yourself, but for everybody. Because what's your legacy going to be? In order for you to have a legacy and to be bigger than yourself, in order to be great, you got to serve others, man. Like the greatest people on earth serve others. Martin Luther King. I mean, Gandhi even. Even, I'm not going to say Hitler.
No.
But.
Horrible example.
But Hitler, like, I mean, and so that's a bad example, right? So, like, let's use them right here. You're talking about, you can't exclude stuff. Like, you need both of these, though. Like, that's my whole point. Like. Hitler had a passion. His passion was getting rid of the Jews.
And you now.
He didn't care about other people's needs. But to an extent, he probably did. He cared about Germany needs. He cared about the Germans. He cared about Germany getting rid of the Jews. Because why? He grew up in childhood. You know, in his childhood, the Jews was taking advantage of the Germans or something like that, right?
They got kicked out of 100 countries.
Okay, and the Jews was the responsible party or something like that, right? So he had a purpose.
Jews got kicked out of 100 countries.
Oh, okay. Well, you get what I'm saying. Like, Hitler had a lot of hatred towards the Jews and everything like that. So
he was Jewish.
His purpose, and he was meeting the Germans.
Jewish.
Okay.
That's the funny
thing. You ruined your whole thing.
I know, but that's the funny part about that, though. He was Jewish.
Anyways, that was a bad example. But he was more, but like.
That's like Trump. He's a Democrat, but he running as a Republican.
I'm done. But it has to be even, though.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to say.
I'm saying
when one outweighs the other, you're going to be like Hitler.
You can get rid of this middle ground because your purpose, it doesn't have to lie in this middle ground. Just saying it can lie in this space. If you separate the two circles, it can lie in this space. You have your passion, and then you have your needs. One's driving the other. Mm-hmm. So your purpose can be driven through others' needs, or your purpose can be driven through your passion, which can go from your purpose or from here to your purpose, and then feeds others' needs. It feeds their needs. It's mm-hmm. not the driving force for their needs.
You need to draw that.
What you're trying it's a triangle. There's different ways you can look at it. I'm going from the devil's advocate point of view. I might agree with the picture, but at the same time, there's devil's advocates that have to be established here. Mm-hmm. You can't have a one-way view because people don't think that way. Mm-hmm. Not everyone thinks that way. So now I'm giving this perspective. You got a tree that's going up now. So you got your purpose, then you got others' needs, and your passion, which is going to tie together to make a triangle, right? But everywhere, every angle you go is going to make a triangle. Others' needs are going to drive your purpose, creating your passion. That's a triangle in and of itself. Complete cycle, right? Mm-hmm. You got your passion or your purpose driving your passion, or your passion driving your purpose, is going to feed into others' needs. Not on purpose, just naturally.
So basically you're saying we need to draw an acute triangle because, you know, your passion could be
right, and the
not
arrow's
that strong, but other people's needs greater. And then
your purpose. Other people's needs can be stronger than your passion. I feel like that's a problem.
Huh? What?
Other people's needs, passion. Mm-hmm. Other people's needs are bigger than your passion. Other people's needs and passion.
I mean, but that's
purpose.
I don't think it's that bad.
It's not that bad. But like you said, everybody's different. Like
if the needs that great, and you, I mean, it could get challenging. So I think that's why your passion would probably get that small, because the need's so great, and it's just you.
And if your passion's that small, then what are you doing it for?
Because you're the only one that can do it. It's your purpose. You're the only one that got passion. I mean, just a little bit of passion is gonna get you somewhere.
Yeah,
you know, that's everybody. You know what I'm saying? If you actually figure out your purpose,
but that little passion runs thin. Mm-hmm. So I don't want anybody that got passion this size. Other people's needs. This I don't want nobody helping me with the passion of the size of a mustard seed. Mm-hmm. Not faith. Faith is different. Mm-hmm. I don't want anybody. If your passion level is here, I don't want anything to do with you.
But what if your passion level gets that small because you've been doing it for so long? Which is most people.
That means you didn't. That wasn't your purpose in the first place.
But that sounds like that.
That just means you stretch yourself too thin to try to help other people. Other people dwindled your main purpose and what you could have been, or what you could have done.
So you think your passion should be greater than other people's needs?
Yes, because they can hurt you as well, other than help. Mm-hmm. Your purpose might be helping others, but in the process, what do you lose?
Yeah, you shouldn't really care for what other people think or anything.
Right.
Like that dictate.
I look at other people's needs as other people's opinions. Like, I don't care about your opinion. I'm not even going to. I might take it into consideration, but especially if I don't like you, I'm not. Shut up. But I know what I want to say, but it's just kind of like, and you brought up dad, like, expound on that.
Go ahead.
No, I'm not.
I mean, you said different angles, so you said, like, if passion is bigger than other people's needs.
Okay. So other people, if your purpose is to fulfill other people's needs, right? They become too reliant on you then, right? So now, what are you losing in the process? Mm-hmm. And if you're losing purpose, then why are you still doing it? Just because it's your purpose? Then it's no fun.
So what's the remedy? Like, how do you get out of that situation, man?
You got to feel your own passion. Sometimes you got to cut off people.
Mm-hmm. So that means you're too dependent on people.
Right.
What they think.
That's what I'm saying. Other people's need. That's what I'm saying. It's exclusive because if you become too reliant on people as your purpose, that just means you're relying on people's opinions of you.
Okay.
That's all that means.
All right. I agree.
Ain't nobody holding me back. That's all I got to say. And ain't nobody going to stop me from doing what I love to do. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm saying you got to master you first before you can do that. Because once you master you, your passion level doesn't dwindle. You're not going to retire.
Okay.
That passion, that fire is not going to leave until the day you die. So that's what I'm saying. Other people's needs don't come first. It does not come first. If that did, every successful person would fade away. Mm-hmm. Warren Buffett would fade away. Eric Thomas would fade away. But also, circumstance builds them.
Okay.
Eric Thomas, circumstance built him. His passion's never leaving.
Yeah, so I look at other people's needs different. I look at other people's needs like...
It can be a good thing,
yeah,
it can be a
bad
thing.
I don't look at it as their opinions and what they think. I look at other people's needs as, if they don't get this,
what will it cost?
And not only that, if they don't get this, how can they find their purpose?
Right.
And I look at it from a biblical perspective. Preaching, my purpose, like,
right,
letting my mouth be, move waters and move oceans and be the Red Sea and the den, you know, shutting lions' mouths, you mm-hmm. know, stuff like that. Like, my mouth is a miracle worker. Like, God works through my mouth. So, like, if I don't talk, if I don't use my purpose, man, if I only care about, you know, if I don't edit these YouTube videos and get it out and distribute it to people, man, if I don't post on social media, my platform doesn't grow. I don't meet the people that really need this, you know? Like, yeah. My posts are too amazing not to give it to other people. I'm passionate about what I post, you know? I spent right. 1 to 4 hours on every single post I post on Instagram, and then, Lord help me, if I do a video, that take 24 hours. Like, right. If it's an hour video, sometimes 2 days. So, like, other people have a need. They need to be fed the word, man. They need to be taught the word, man. They need truth in their life, man. And just doing this podcast, like, guys, the video cut out on me again. My batteries was low, just so you know. So we're going to a place nearby. Gotta go. Y'all don't know that song?
No.
Listen, baby, I'm sorry.
Shut up.
Listen, baby, don't worry. I will be here wait for me. Stop to the drop. My battery is low. Just so you know, huh?
When you're peeing, singing too much, the copyrighted song.
Right. The music ain't playing.
You saved it, though.
Wow. No. You can't.
No.
By Backstreet Boys. Battery's low. Well, it's called No Call. I'll play it for you in the car. Okay, but anyways. What was I talking about? I don't know what y'all missed. The video cut out on me. Life sucks. I was on fire, too. I don't even remember what I said, but what was I talking about? I was talking about Instagram posts. Okay, yeah. So, like, if I don't... This is what I was saying. I was saying, like, if I don't... It don't matter how hard it is. It doesn't matter how much I don't want to do. It don't matter. For my own selfish needs, you know, I want to just hang out with Maya. I want to just focus on the stuff I really need to do instead of, you know, posting on Instagram and following people, unfollowing people on Twitter and stuff like that. But other people have a need, and so I have my passion has to keep on going. I have to keep on going no matter what I personally want, you know, because I have to meet other people's needs because that's my purpose, you know. So my life's bigger than myself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I was saying.
But to the contrary, you got to think. So you got your purpose in the middle now. Now, there's 3 ways you can look at this. Your purpose drives your passion and others' needs. It drives your passion. Your purpose drives others' needs, or your purpose drives your passion.
Say it again.
You got 3 things. You got purpose driving your passion and others' needs. You have your purpose driving others' needs,
mm-hmm.
and then you have your purpose driving your passion. And 2 of those, one's diminished.
2 of them are diminished to me. The one that's just driving your passion, and the one that's just driving your needs.
Now
you
can
live like that.
But now you can look like this, though. Even though you're fulfilling the people that need those needs, you're fulfilling that need, mm-hmm. right? Are you still passionate about what you're doing?
No, because... You can't do it without it. Like, you know.
You can't do anything without passion.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying.
If your
purpose is helping people out, but you stretch yourself too thin and you lose that passion to be able to do what you do best, you're just a liability at that point. Mm-hmm. You're not bringing value to anybody.
Because your purpose is going to fuel you. Your right. purpose is going to influence you and get you over the hump.
But could it be stretching yourself too thin, though? Like I said, now, if your passion is here, you've done mastered self. And your passion never fades away. Your passion stays high. Your passion for what you do and your purpose is high. You love what you do. It doesn't change. It doesn't waver for anything. And it's going to feed over into other people's mm-hmm. needs. Cool.
A little bit like, okay, so like you said, one of them's really bad, but the other two are good.
No, I said one is good. The other two, one's going to lack. Two of them, the other is going to lack in both scenarios. Meaning your purpose driving others' needs, that's the first one. And then your purpose driving your needs is the second one. One of those two in both of those scenarios is going to be diminished.
You mean others' needs?
Yes, I said that.
No, you said yours.
Oh, I'm sorry, others' needs, my bad.
Yeah, you're sleepy. Are we done with that post?
I guess. I don't know. Are we continuing?
If you want, you got anything else to say?
It's a whole different thing, but...
Like, you got something else? Like, a different video?
Yeah.
What?
Are grades important?
You really want to do that?
Oh, yeah.
See, I should have never said nothing.
And it's tired. It's all council-wise class. Man, I ain't tired. You are. I could do this all night.
Okay, done. Your eyes are
red. I could talk for 3 hours. And
you look high. It's your bedtime.
Maybe I am.
You ain't.
I'm not. I don't smoke, people. It's okay.
Have you ever, though? They really going to... You get in trouble just for singing a song?
Copyright, dog.
Man, I don't even like Backstreet Boys no more. That call, I ain't making it. Shoot, my battery's low. I'm throwing away that phone. That was stupid to say.
That was stupid.
If I could go back and change the hands of time, would I make it so we never meet? Keeping all our moments locked away, as if there was never a you and me. See, it was green up again. For me.